Shalom Aleichem, Rabotai. Mishnah Yomi continues for Asara B'Tevet, the fast day. And it's interesting that this commemorates the day when the siege began on Yerushalayim by Nebuchadnezzar's armies. But no one actually died that day. And it's a reminder that when things start to go wrong, we shouldn't wait until things are going seriously wrong. We should make the effort when things, you know, when it's the beginning of a problem, to try to rectify the problem right away. Anyway, we're holding in Shabbat in the 16th chapter, in the 4th Mishnah. Ulesham, and to there, Motzi Kol Klei Tashmisho. He could carry out all of the utensils he uses. Now, where's Sham? So yesterday's learning, we talked about carrying things out from a house that has a fire inside of it to the courtyard, which is right outside that house. There's a debate if that's even without an Eruv. The sages said it needs an Eruv to carry things out into there from the house on fire. So here you could also carry all of his Klei Tashmisho. So Kalim, these are Kalim that are not Muksa on Shabbos, his dishes, his pots and pans. The Lovesh, and he can put on clothing, Kol Masha Yachol Ilbosh, whatever he can wear. The Otef, Kol Masha Yachol La'atof, and wrap around him whatever he can wrap around him. We use this Lashon Atuf when we put on our Talis Godol, or Talit Gadol, Lehit Atef Batsitsi, to wrap around. So like a scarf or a shawl or a talit. Rabbi Yossi Omer Shmona Sar Kelim. Rabbi Yossi says he can wear 18 things. Now the Bartner actually lists all of these things, because apparently the most garments and hats and scarves and things that someone's going to wear at one time is 18. So when it's really cold out, I guess you wear 18 layers garments of clothing. The chozer velovish motzi, you can go back inside, put on more clothing, and then bring it out. Now, if you recall, yesterday we did not allow this by bringing food out from the path of a fire. Now, the reasoning here is because he's putting on all these layers of clothing, it's like a shinui. He's going to realize, since it's weird to put on all these layers of clothing, that he's doing this just to save his clothing as an allowance of the sages, because they were concerned, you know, if we don't let people save any of their items or clothing, they're going to come and put out the fire due to the stress and the anxiety of having a fire inside their house. The Mishnah continues, Uvaomer lechem, tell other people, bo v'chatzilu imi, come and save with me. Now, the Bartner points out, it's interesting that we said before by the food, come and save for yourself, bo v'chatzilu lechem, come and save for yourself. It's all hefker, and here he's saying, come and save it with me. So Bartner points out the difference there is by food, if someone's has not had the meal yet, the Friday night meal, then he needs to save the food for that meal. And somebody already ate the Friday night dinner, brought in early Shabbos or whatever it is, so he might not have the allowance to save that food. So it's a little different by food than by clothing. Mishnah Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas Omer, Porsin Or Shel Gedi Al Gabei Shida Teva Umigdol, She'achaz Bahen Etaor Mipneshu Mecharech. He says, Porsin or shel gedi, you can spread out the skin of a goat on top of your shida. It's like a chest, wooden chest, teva, like a box for storage, migdal, it's like a closet. It means tower, but it's like a tall closet. She'achaz ben etaor, that the fire is starting to get onto this wooden kli. Bibneshu mechara, because this goat skin is going to kind of block the fire. It's going to singe. So goat skin will singe, but not catch on fire. So it kind of blocks the fire from seizing hold of these wooden kalim. So we're going to see the concept in this Mishnah is we can do things that are preventative to prevent the spread of a fire without actually extinguishing. And of course, as we mentioned yesterday, that if there's actual danger to life or limb, or the fire might spread or get to the gas lines or whatever it is, then it's certainly mutter and a mitzvah to put it out on Shabbos. And these Mishnayot are really talking about a time when all the houses were stone, and having a kitchen fire in a stone house when, you know, most of the utensils are stone, it wasn't really a sakana, it wasn't really a danger to other people or to the neighbors, because eventually the fire would kind of run out of fuel. The Mishnah continues, V'osin mechitza b'kol kelim, and you can make a wall, a fire wall, with any kelim, any utensils, bein meleim, bein rekanim, whether they have water or liquid in them, or they're empty, v'shvil shelo tavor adleka, so the fire won't pass. So if you fill up a bunch of pots full of water, then it's hard for the fire to spread past that firewall. Rabbi Yossi Oser Bekli Cheres Chodoshim, he says, don't use new earthenware kelim, meleim mayim, with water inside. They can't withstand the heat of the fire, and they're going to break, and then of course the water will spill out and put out the fire. So the Bartner points out from the Gemara that Rabbi Yossi holds gram kibui is usher, that causing indirectly the extinguishing of the fire is usur. The other sages disagree, and the halacha is not like Rabbi Yossi, so the other sages would allow someone to use even new earthenware kelim that might break from the heat full of water. And this is he's not doing it himself, but he's leaving these kelim with water in the path of the fire or making a wall around the fire in the kitchen so it can't spread. And if the fire does try to spread past this firewall, the water will help extinguish it. So too on Asar B'Tevet, while we're thinking about the siege of Yerushalayim thousands of years ago, we should identify the areas of danger in our own life, in our own personality, and work to make barriers around those so we can start working on improving the areas of our life that are not doing the best. Shkoyach Rabosei, Zay Gesund.